USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Judge Amy Barrett vowed to fulfill her duties faithfully and impartially if she is confirmed to the Supreme Court, appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday.
Ranking Member Feinstein and members of the committee, I'm honored and humbled to appear before you today as a nominee for Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. I thank the President for entrusting me with this profound responsibility, as well as for the graciousness that he and the First Lady have shown my family throughout this process. I thank Senator Young for introducing me, as he did at my hearing, to serve on the Seventh Circuit. And I also thank Senator Braun for his support. And while she could not be with us via the satellite, I am also grateful to former Dean Patty O'Hara of the Notre Dame Law School.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A federal judge on Friday blocked Texas Governor Greg Abbott's order that would have limited locations to drop off mail-in ballots. Abbott issued the order earlier this month, saying limiting drop-off sites to one per county will increase election security. Critics point out the governor's directive would have disproportionately affected the state's most populous county, Harris County. County Clerk Chris Hollins of Harris County.
Make no mistake, this is intentional. This is being done to make it more difficult for you to vote. But I urge you, do not be discouraged. If every voter only takes away one thing from today, I want it to be that your vote is your voice in our democracy.
Protesters in Portland, Oregon Sunday destroyed statues of Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt and damaged the entrance to the Oregon Historical Society. President Trump Monday said the destruction is another reason to vote for him next month. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's campaign is questioning poll surveys that show Democratic nominee Joe Biden with the lead heading into the election, accusing pollsters of hiding their methodologies in an effort to skew the results. Speaking on a conference call with reporters, Trump campaign senior advisor Corey Lewandowski said a campaign analysis found that nearly two-thirds of polls released in recent weeks did not provide party affiliation or insight how the polls were conducted. Roberta McCain, mother of Senator John McCain of Arizona, died Monday at her home in Washington. She was 108. Her daughter-in-law, Cindy McCain, announced the death on a tweet Monday, but did not provide further details. Cindy's husband, John, died in August of 2018 of brain cancer. Supreme Court nominee Amy Barrett's religious views is a no-go when it comes to senators' questions. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A new Mason-Dixon polling and strategy poll finds that 62% of Americans do not want senators to ask questions about Amy Coney Barrett's religion during the Supreme Court nomination hearings. The poll found that 30% of those surveyed did support questions about religious views at the hearings. 8% were not sure. Breaking down along party lines, Republicans were dead set against it with 85% opposed, but Democrats were split with 45 opposed and 44 in support of questions about her religious views.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.